Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business, all so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. Everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Female Empowered Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Gurka. And is this the first episode of March? The first episode of March. Can you believe we are already in March of 2024? Amazing. I don't know how time goes by so fast these days. So today we're going to be talking about a topic that I actually really love because I've been really excited over the last like 3 to 4 years of really diving deep into email marketing and really trying to, optimize my email marketing as much as possible. And yes, it has certainly taken a little while, like 3 years, but now I'm really, really starting to see the difference, the increase in conversions, increases in open rates, increases people that are buying directly from my emails, which is really amazing. So when we're first starting a business, it's overwhelming to think of like one more thing that we have to do. So I'm just going to throw out some information today that should help you. You can bookmark this episode if you're not there yet, but these are some real actionable, tangible things that I'm going to talk about today that you will be able to put into effect right away, like right away. So why is having an email list important? So email marketing allows direct communication between you and your existing customers and even potential customers, all right? It's a very cost-effective way to share news, share updates, drive sales, create community, promote your services, all of that. And one thing, now, are there a variety of ways to do that? Absolutely. But one thing about your email list is that you own that list. So the way, what do we mean when we say that? Well, what we mean is that with social media, if Instagram goes down or Twitter goes down or they decide to take away or ban your account, you lose all of the traction that you've gained there. And I remember listening to a podcast, and I think it was Simon Sinek, Adam Grant, and maybe Tim Ferriss were all on the podcast together. And they were talking about, would they rather have a million Instagram subscribers or a million people on their email list? And all of them said, hands down, a million people on their email list. So it's something that, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, but little by little, learning how to grow your email list and what to do with that list once you grow it is very lucrative. Okay. Now, the other thing that it does is once you start growing an email list, you start to create a kind of community where you're nurturing clients, where you're fostering loyalty to your existing clients, and you're getting new and prospective clients to know, like, and trust you. Okay. So this way, like I said, when we're talking about owned media, this is what we're talking about. Your email list, and gives you much more control over what to do with it, who's going to get it, who's not going to get it, et cetera, et cetera. So that's really why it's important to have an email list. All right. That's just why it's important to start. And if you have to do anything at all at the end of this episode is just start collecting emails. Just start collecting emails. That's it. So now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to start and grow your email list. Okay. The first thing you can do is try to have some sort of opt-in somewhere on your website. You can do it on your social media channels. You can do it at the bio on your Instagram account where you can be like, join my newsletter. Okay. But in order to have people give you their email, you have to usually be giving them something of value. Emails don't have to be long. They don't have to be a novel. In fact, you want them shorter so they don't go to spam all the time. So what are ways that you can use to get people to give you their email? I mean, one way is you can have a freebie. Okay. So let's think of some freebies that you could have. Let's say if you own a Pilates studio, maybe you give people free access. If you have an on-demand channel, you get free access to on-demand for 30 days by signing up for the newsletter, or you get a free 5 Pilates exercises you can do at home by signing up for the newsletter, something to that effect, right? You could do discounts, sign up for our newsletter and get 50% off your first session at the studio. Sign up for our newsletter, get 50% off your evaluation at the physical therapy clinic. Sign up for our newsletter and get a free session of Normatec compression boots at your first session. Something like that. You just want to make it enticing enough that people are willing to give you their email. So like I said, you can use workout guides, you can use eBooks, although, I mean, it has to be something really valuable. You can do, like, for example, maybe you could say, take this quiz to find out if your back pain's coming from your hips, right? And it's for people that are suffering from back pain. And it's like, you know, 3 little assessments and they're going to do that. Or maybe even better, this is an even better one. This is how my brain works. So you get people to take the quiz. And then in order to get the results, they have to sign up for your email because now they've already gone through part of the process. And in order, so now they're more likely to be like, oh, I already did half of these questions. Let me see what score I got in the quiz. So then this says, enter your email. We'll deliver your results directly to your inbox. Okay. So now you're starting to grow your list. You want to see. You can run ads to this if you want. That's down the road. You can certainly run ads, which will optimize the amount of people that are signing up for your opt-in. Okay. But now you are finally growing your list. So now what do you have to do? You have to start sending out emails. So I recommend at least a monthly newsletter or email. Some people, I don't know if any of you subscribe to the, so it's a monthly newsletter that comes out by James Clear and it's like 3, 2, 1. And he gives like, it's very short. He gives like 3 ideas from himself, right? And then he gives 2 quotes from others. And then he has 1 question for you. And so it's James Clear. He's the one that wrote Atomic Habits and all that stuff. So anyways, it's very short and it goes out once a month on the first of every month. So at the very least, you can start a newsletter that goes out once a month. All right. Make it very simple. Same day, same time every month. You can put what's coming up for the month in your newsletter. You can introduce new staff members. You can do changes to your schedule. You can do a promotion. I try to say not to do all of those things at once because it gets confusing. You can even do a quote. Like, we didn't have that much to announce in February. So for our mid-month email, we're just doing like a Valentine's Day email that says, you know, we're grateful for all of you. We love our clients. So be consistent. I know some people that send out emails weekly and some people that send out emails monthly. So for Krista Gurka and for my coaching business, I send out emails every Tuesday. And then for Pilates in the Grove, we send out the first of the month and the 15th of the month. All right. Unless they fall on a Saturday or Sunday, in which case we do it the next Monday. So just be consistent. So once you're starting to get information out there and into your email, then you want to start tracking the metrics. And that's the majority of what we're going to talk about the rest of this episode. We're going to talk about which metrics you want to track, what are the industry standards that you want to shoot for, and how you can optimize and improve those if you are falling below what industry standard is. So the first thing you want to track when you're starting to do email marketing is open rate. Open rate basically means the percentage of people who receive your email who actually open it. Okay. So some suggestions that we recommend. Make sure that the sender name is very clear as to who it is. So if it's Pilates in the Grove, make sure it says Pilates in the Grove. If it's Krista Gurka, make sure it says Krista Gurka. Okay. The other thing you want to do is improve your subject line. That really, really, really entices people whether to open or whether just to skim and become one of the 48,129 emails that I currently have in my inbox. Okay. So open rate is something you want to track. The next thing you want to track is what we call click-through rate, which you'll see as CTR, click-through rate. So what that metric is the percentage of people who open your email who click on any link in the email. Okay. So what that's telling you is not only are people opening it, but they're reading it and then they're taking action and clicking on the link. Okay. The next metric you could track is conversion rate. So if you are selling something, if you are having a very clear call to action, how many people that are clicking on the link are taking the action and either purchasing or scheduling or replying or whatever that is. And then finally, bounce rate. Bounce rate means the percentage of emails that were not delivered successfully. So they bounced from their email list. So now you don't want to have a high bounce rate. If you have a high bounce rate, what the interwebs start to think is that your mail is spam. And so it starts to send all your stuff to spam. So you don't want to have a high bounce rate. You really, really want to keep that low. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about some industry standards for these metrics. Now, I'm not going to say that these are 100% true because I found these on the internet. And in doing my research, so I can't say that they are 100% true, but I will say based on research that I've done over the last 3 years, they fall within this range. So the standard open rate for a wellness brand is 25 to 35%. So if your clinic or studio has an open rate of 50 to 60%, you're crushing it. You're crushing it. Okay. If your studio has less than 20% or your business 20%, then there's something going awry. Okay. So you want to try to improve that. All right. Click-through rates, right? How many people are clicking on your, on those links? Usually it's 2 to 3%. 1 to 3, 2 to 3. I like to shoot for 2%, or my team likes me to shoot for 2%. I'm a little below that right now. I'm at like 1.5%. So we're trying to increase that. Okay. So if you have like a 5 to 10% click-through rate, again, crushing it. All right. Conversion rates. Conversion rates are very low. Usually conversion rates are 1 to 3%. 1 to 3%. That means if you have 100 people open your email or click on the link, that one of them is going to buy. So again, think about this in terms of numbers. So if you want 10 people to take action and buy, that means that you have to have 1,000 people click on your link, which means, and if a click-through rate is 2 to 3%, how many people have to actually open your email, which means how many people do you actually have to have on your email list? Okay. Or you need to get those rates higher. So if 50% of people are opening your email and you're getting 50% click-through rate, that's amazing. You don't necessarily have to increase the number of people on your list, but it's still going to be very little in terms of how many people convert. So just think about it that way. So instead of thinking, gosh, I'm such a failure, I only had one person buy. If you had one person buy and you have 1,000 people on your email list, that's amazing. That's a really good conversion rate, okay? And bounce rate, we want to keep that below 2%. Below 2%. So now, how many ways can we optimize open rate? We talked about it. Having personalization in the subject line, having personalization from the sender, and also having really good subject lines. So let me give you an example. So instead of saying something like February newsletter, how about you use something like, Sarah, your exclusive February fitness tips inside? open me now. So that is a much better subject line than February newsletter. And most things that say newsletter go to, in Gmail, they go to newsletter spam anyways. So a lot of people aren't even looking at that. Okay. So how about some other ways, some other examples of how you can improve subject lines? Okay. So trying to like evoke curiosity. So how about something like get fit faster with this challenge? Or I left you a message, right? And then you're talking to them about maybe leaving them a message of a promo that you're doing. Or what about open me, this offer ends today. Okay. Also things with numbers and lists do really well, like 5 Pilates exercises to stop your back pain or 10 yoga poses to get rid of sciatica, right? Something, a problem, and then the solution. Milestones, good milestones. How about it's your birthday, here's a special thank you, gift inside, right? So maybe they're going to get a promotion or something like that. So just think outside the box. The other thing that we try to do at Pilates in the Grove is we try to use positive wording versus negative. So instead of don't miss out, grab this now. All right. It comes from a little bit of like NLP, neurolinguistic programming. So another thing that you want to try to do with your email list, as soon as you have the capability to do so, is try to segment your list. Now, what do we mean by segmenting your list? You divide up your list based on factors such as past purchases, demographic, location, niche. So let me give you a perfect example for Pilates in the Grove. We have 2 locations. So we'll segment our list, people that go to location A and then people that go to location B. We also have different services, physical therapy services and Pilates. So we'll segment our list based on people that were doing physical therapy and Pilates. We'll segment our list based on gender. We'll segment our list based on age, okay? So that if we want to send out an email that's specifically targeting menopause and a program that we're going to run, we're going to send it to a demographic that's going to be interested in that. And then we could curate the email specifically with messaging that really is going to resonate with that specific group of people. So the other thing that I think is really important is make sure that your email is optimized for mobile. All right. So one of the things we found recently, and my CEO Lauren brought this to my attention, is that on the mobile, our email, our font was really, really small. And even though you can blow it up, that's kind of a pain. So one of the things we did was we just made sure to optimize it. So the formatting was great. So that's one thing, you want to format it for mobile, but we also needed to make sure that the font was big enough that people could read it. So a lot of email softwares do this. We use ConvertKit. I really like it a lot. MailChimp does it. Constant Contact, ActiveCampaign, Keep, MailerLite. There's a variety of things that you can use, but make sure that you're, because most people are opening their emails on their phone. So make sure it's optimized for mobile. Then really, if you're going to use calls to action, which are CTAs, calls to action, which means you want them to click on a link or you want them to take a specific action, make sure they are clear. And again, positive. So instead of just saying learn more, say book now. And instead of saying grab your free trial, say I want my free trial, because that's the action they want to take. I want my free trial. I want to get fit in 2024. I want to learn how to eat healthier. Okay. So use very clear, concise, and compelling calls to action. So CCCC, clear, concise, compelling calls to action. The 4 C's. Should I trademark it? Not really. Okay. So now here's some more examples. So I gave you some examples of subject lines that I think you can use. And I'm going to give you some examples of very clear calls to action so they don't confuse your customer and they really compel people to get them. Okay. Claim my free trial today. Grab my spot Or say you're going to discount something for 20% off. You can say something like, I want to save 20%. Click. Grab my spot for 20% off. Click. Okay. People have FOMO. They don't like to miss out. So also with an expiration. Okay. What if you want someone to upgrade into a different type of membership or package? Upgrade now and grab these exclusive results or benefits. Sorry. Upgrade me now. I want the upgrade. So if it's upgrade for VIP benefits, maybe it's like, I want to be a VIP. So again, make them really compelling. Make them be like what people want. People want to be a VIP. I want concierge service. I want to be at the front of the line or the front of the list for when something comes out. I want a free consult. Okay. So making sure that those calls to action provide clear direction and they're also giving them really clear value proposition so that you get these people to take the desired action, which is going to improve your conversion rates. One thing that you can do to test, you can test things like your subject lines, is you can do what's called A-B testing. So it's like A/B testing. And what this does is it will test two different subject lines and it'll send one subject line to like 30% of your group, another subject line to another 30% of your list. And then the subject line that has the most opened wins. And then it sends that subject line to the rest of your list. So A-B testing is a way that you can check and you can test two different subject lines against each other. It kind of helps. I don't use it often, but every once in a while I do, if I'm like back and forth between good subject lines. Okay. This is another thing you can do using ChatGPT. You can take the email that you are going to use and you can copy and paste it into ChatGPT and you can say to it, please give me 5 SEO optimized subject lines that are less than 5 words that will increase my open rate for this email, and let it spit out a few different options for you. And then you make the decision on which one sounds the best. Or take two of them and do the A-B testing and see which one works, right? A lot of times this stuff is just a matter of testing. All right, so what actions are you gonna take at the end of this episode? If you don't have an email list already, you're gonna start creating one. If you do have an email list, but you're not being consistent in email marketing, you're gonna start being consistent, at least start with maybe one newsletter a month. Same day, same time. So make it the first of the month or the 15th of the month. Number three, you're going to start analyzing your data. What are your open rates? What are your click-through rates? And then four, if you're analyzing the data, how can you optimize and improve that? Test out different subject lines, clear a call to action, and keep growing your list. All right. Well, I have a great offer for you in the Done For You resources that I have up on the Krista Gurka website. That is a bunch of my email templates that you can have. Nurture sequence emails, all of that stuff. So if you go visit KristaGurka.com and you look at the resources and go to the Done For You resources, you can see email templates in there and you can go ahead and grab them. All right. If you use the promo code email podcast, you will get a 20% discount. Okay. So check out KristaGurka.com, go to the resources tab, and on the email one, if you use the promo code email podcast, you will get 20% off. Okay. And we'll go ahead and link that up in the show notes as well. And until next time, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Go grow your email list. Bye for now. Hey there. Thanks so much for listening today. But before you go, could I ask you to take a minute? Okay, so maybe like 2 minutes, and leave me an honest review about the podcast. It really does help me get this podcast in front of more women in healthcare, wellness, and fitness, and also really lets me know that I'm actually sharing information you all like to listen to. Thanks again, and catch you all on the next episode.